Kuntres Purim Kotlin Tavshinun Beis. This mimer was distributed by the Rebbe himself, B'yad Kodshay, on Purim Kotlin Tavshinun Beis, less than 2 weeks before the events of Chav Zayin Adar, which means that this is the last Kuntres so far that the Rebbe distributed. Combined with the tremendous chidushim of this mimer, it's earned a special status as a clear guide for how the Rebbe wants us to proceed in our efforts to bring about the Geula Mitzvah Shleima. This mimer is based on the mimer of the Fidiki Rebbe. The Fidiki Rebbe said in Tafresh Beites, Vaikibel Yehudim, and it comes to explain the opening verse of Parshas Tetzaveh, which is Viat Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael, Vikhu Elech Hashem Zayizoch, Kosis Lemor, Lahalois Ner Tomid, which translates as, and you shall command the children of Israel, and they shall take to you pure olive oil, crushed for luminary, to kindle the lamps continually. So on this pasuk, the Rebbe asks a number of questions. Number one, why does the pasuk state you, Moshe, shall command, when Hashem is the one who is commanding, and Moshe is only the shaliach to carry out the command? Or is it ve'at tetzaveh? I'm the one who's commanding, and you tell them what I'm commanding. Number two, why does it state that the Bnei Yisrael should bring the pure olive oil for the lighting of the menorah to Moshe when Moshe is not the one who lights the menorah? It's lit by Aaron HaKohen, not Moshe. Three, why does it say kosis lemoir, crushed for the luminary, when we would expect it to say crushed for the light? And number four, why does it state to kindle the lights continuously when in the very next pasuk it says from evening until morning, which is not continuously, it's from evening till morning? So in the course of answering these questions, the Rebbe will reveal some astonishing chidushim that serve as a guidepost for Avod in this period. So the first, I'm going to give each section a title. The role of Moshe Rabbeinu. The term mitzvah means a command, commandment. It has the meaning, in Lashon HaKodesh, of binding and connection, tzavsa v'chibur, which means that Hashem is instructing Moshe when he says, v'atzeh tetzaveh, you shall command, it means you shall bind and connect the Bnei Yisrael with the unlimited Ur Ein Sof. Because Moshe bestows this on Yisrael, this brings about an addition and an increase on the part of Moshe himself. Moshe gets an increase from this. This is because Moshe and Yisrael are like the head and the legs of one body, that all of the Yidin are the legs of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe is the head of Bnei Yisrael. So just as the legs take the head to places that it could not reach on its own, similarly Yisrael are capable of adding and increasing in the revelation of Ur by Moshe. Now the Moshe has an increase in his godly revelation from what the Yidin do. Moshe is referred to as Rai Mehemna, which translates usually as trusted shepherd, but it can also be translated as a shepherd of faith. Emunah is faith. That means that just as a shepherd takes care of his flocks to graze the grass, and thus they can eat, and they internalize what they're eating. Eating is internalizing it. So too does Moshe Rabbeinu enable the Yidden to internalize Emunah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is helping the Yidden, and they in turn add to Moshe Rabbeinu's level of a spiritual level. So Moshe Rabbeinu also benefits. The role of Golas. The explanation in our verse, Kosis the Mor, crushed for the luminary, is that by being crushed, Kosis, we reach the level of luminary, Mor. Not just crushed, but specifically that one feels broken and crushed from being in Golas. At first glance, it seems that in the times of Purim, the Yidden were crushed by the decrees of Haman, and from this they reached the luminary, the essence of the soul, Etzem and Neshama, which is what they're referring to by Ma'or, the luminary, and it enabled them to have complete Mesiras Nefesh at that time. But the Rebbe explains is much more than this. There's a level of Emunah which a Yid possesses because his Neshama above sees Elokus. That, you know, seeing is believing. So the Neshama above sees Elokus, and so therefore, every Yid is a believer. Every Yid believes in Hashem, as Emunah in Hashem. So this is a very high level, but it can remain external, not necessarily affecting the person so much. But there's a higher level of Emunah, which derives from the Etzem and Neshama, the essence of the Neshama, which is not dependent on any level of seeing, of any kind of revelation, even some revelation to the higher parts of the Neshama above. And it can be drawn down to affect the Yid in a deeper, more pneumistic way. This is the level that Moshe Rabbeinu feeds to the Bnei Yisrael, right? You said he's a shepherd who feeds the flock. So this is what he feeds the Bnei Yisrael. This lofty level of emunah should be internalized. How does he accomplish this? By providing Bnei Yisrael with das beleikus, godly knowledge, the knowledge of godliness, through which the emunah becomes internalized. And this itself is accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu, including the Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation, who reveals the essential connection of the essence of the soul, the Etzem and Neshama. This higher level is mainly revealed through Mesiras Nefesh, which is more evident in the generations following Moshe Rabbeinu himself, as exemplified by Purim. So Yidden have had Mesiras Nefesh over all the generations, but at Purim the entire nation had Mesiras Nefesh during the time of Haman's decree. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself was primarily involved with providing the Bnei Yisrael with das beleikus, godly knowledge, since his generation, Moshe Rabbeinu, not Mordechai Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was primarily involved in teaching, providing the Bnei Yisrael with das beleikus, godly knowledge, since his generation did not have much call for Mesiras Nefesh in the Midbar with the Ananim v'chudu. So Mordechai's primary effort, however, was to reveal the power of Mesiras Nefesh in all the members of his generation. The Friedrich Rebbe, in his Maimer, points out the Medrash. What does the Medrash say? That Mordechai was the shepherd of the generation in a revealed way. So the Rebbe derives from this that by stating this about Mordechai Tzadik, the Friedrich Rebbe was in fact paskening on himself that he is the shepherd of the generation in a revealed way. And of course, Chassidim followed this reasoning and they stated to Rebbe, when he mentions this, so he's paskening on himself as well, that he is the shepherd of the generation in a revealed way. Continue in part 2.